This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Luke Burbank, Charlie Pierce, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, it's another round of Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Luke, let's say you haven't gotten around to planning your summer vacation. Well, how about this hidden jewel of a getaway? According to its new marketing campaign, it's spectacular, peaceful, where democracy has been practiced for over a decade. Where is this modern-day Xanadu?
A decade.
Yeah.
Of democracy.
More than.
More than. Well.
More than.
I'm thinking it has to be in Eastern Europe somewhere. I'm thinking.
You're slightly off map. Most Americans who go there these days only do so under threat of a court-martial if they don't.
Oh, right. That would have to be Cuba.
No.
I thought it was talking about Guantanamo.
No,
I guess there aren't a lot of Americans there, are they, really?
It'd be interesting, Guantanamo Bay as a vacation destination.
Why not?
Can I have the same tiger cage we had last year, Dad?
Just every time I use orbits.
Yeah, that's where it suggests.
Crazy. I'm completely stumped. I think you're going to have to...
Charlie, do you know?
Kurdish Iraq.
Exactly. Iraqi Kurdistan. Or, as the marketing people are selling it...
Kansas.
In a weird... Yeah. It's Kansas.
Yeah.
No, the marketing people are selling it in a kind of weird and, they say, unintentional echo of the great American Pork Board campaign, The Other Iraq. That's what they're calling it. This is the de facto independent Kurdish state in the north of the country where everybody loves Americans. There's hardly any car bombs. And the ones that do go off look very pretty, framed against the snow-capped peaks in the background.
I think they should team up with England for a Kurds in Way tour.
There you go.
We were all wondering how long it would be before Roxanne made a pun. 42 minutes.
Roxanne, in a scientific breakthrough, researchers have discovered that doing what can make a man stupid? Would we save
time? Almost any answer is right here.
Yeah. Would we save time by listing the things that don't, I guess, would be the answer.
Is it have anything to do with the remote?
No.
Or a recliner?
It's an activity. It's something that men do, and something that a lot of men do every night.
And I are not stupid.
Just to save us from going down an unpleasant road.
No,
give you a hint.
No. I wasn't about to do that.
When you,
who says
you?
It's unpleasant?
I was.
No. Unseemly.
I don't know how you're doing.
But if you go to the gift shop at the Museum of Sex,
yeah.
It's a book.
Okay, my hint.
When you get kicked to the couch, you're immediately smarter.
Sleeping with your wife.
Yes. It's sharing a bed with a member of the opposite sex that actually makes a man dumber, according to research. And it's very simple, because if you sleep in a bed with somebody, you won't sleep as well. You'll be fighting over the covers, you'll be, you know, poking each other. Again, not euphemistically, literally the poking. And you won't sleep as well, and therefore these scientists tested couples, men and women, some who were told to sleep in the same bed, some who were told not to. The men who did not sleep in a bed with somebody else who slept alone did better on these skill tests in the morning. Interestingly, not true for women. Not the same effect on women.
Of course not. But here's my question.
Why of course not?
Because we are better at multitasking.
Luke, thanks to an inventor named Richard Deutsch, the next time you go into a men's room, the urinal might start doing what?
Singing?
Close enough. Talking. The urinal might talk to you. If your local restroom operator has installed the Wismark urinal communicator.
Boy, the boys in marketing worked hard for the name, didn't they?
The next time you visit the restroom, you will hear advertising messages such as, "Hey, now that you're ready for another beer, let it be Löwenbräu."
Did you see these? Did you see what they look
I
like?
I have not myself seen
no,
them.
They no, look like, they look like actually little mini Target practices. And they're set in the bottom, and they are activated by motion. So you don't wear down the battery.
I see.
Because what I need at the urinal when there's eight guys standing behind me is more pressure.
Exactly.
I'm trying. How you doing me?